Skoll Science on Viking Tuttle is presented by FreeM, official science partner of the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings Explores on Viking Tuttle is brought to you by Lando Lakes, feeding human progress.
Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. Did you guess this week's mystery player? He's Anthony Barr. He takes the snap on fourth and one. Oh, he's blitzed! And he's crushed by Anthony Barr on a strip sack! Anthony Barr, well done, young man!
Now let's check in with Ben Lieber for another episode of Skoll Science.
Gravity can be defined as a magnetic force that an object with mass has.
So you don't actually like do anything to the gravity when before you punt?
Unfortunately not.
Oh.
I kind of wish
that you guys could do that.
I asked about the new stadium having a little gravity like adjuster, but they said they couldn't put it in there. So I got to just kind of like do the best I can to apply force and fight against gravity, which is always going to be there.
The average weight of a third grader on Earth is about 60 pounds. So what would you weigh on other planets? Mercury, 22.6 pounds or equal to the weight of a dachshund. Venus, 54.42 pounds or equal to 5 gallons of paint. On Mars, 22.62 pounds or about the same weight as 2.5 cats. Jupiter, 141.84 pounds or the weight of an octopus. Saturn, 54.96 pounds, or the weight of 18 human brains. Uranus, 53.34 pounds, or the weight of 1,000 AA batteries.
Everyone's learned as a receiver how to catch the ball. We talk about diamond like that.
Yep.
Same thing I'm trying to do when I hold it, okay? The problem is I have 1.3 seconds to do all of that. Well, a little bit of a demo. I'm always going to try and put it on the same exact spot every time. So the finger goes there, snap comes in, and I'm literally just making the diamond, like I always do.
Okay.
And the key is, you always want to put the ball down on the same exact spot, okay? And we want to make sure the ball is the same distance from that foot every single time.
Why this knee up as opposed to that one?
Well, if I did the other way, and I got the ball coming in, and I get any type of snap over here, this leg is getting completely in the way.
Okay.
So you want to try and make it so Kevin sees the most amount of my body as possible, so it's very easy for him to try and get the ball to me.
Shoot at a target that's bigger.
Exactly.
Correct. All right. I didn't take the little lunge power step. When it comes to punting, what are some of the key things that you think about as you're lined up in the field of play, getting ready to kick? What's some of the mental process that goes through your mind?
Well, the first thing is you got to take into account the elements. I mean, certain winds are going to be more difficult for me to punt certain types of punts in. So I got to figure out what's going to be the most effective type of punt for that situation and in these conditions.
Okay.
After that, after I'm kind of set at what I'm doing, it's literally picking a point up in the stands. That's where I look to actually aim where I'm punting. And then after that, I'm literally just focused on how I'm going to drop the ball, literally out of my hands.
So what happens if you look up in the stands and you see one of those guys in the stadium with his beer belly showing, shirt off, and he's just kind of like doing this jiggle thing, going crazy?
Yeah.
Would you look at me like, nah, I can't focus on him.
Aim there, I'm gonna
maybe I'll go a little bit to the left or right.
I almost never use a person. That's what I do before the game. I'll go out and like pick like a billboard in the stadium, or I'll pick like one row of seats, or like some sort of numbering up there, and that'll be like my point for the day of where I'm gonna kick it.
So now that you've done that, you're in your stance. Mechanically, everything is repetition.
Yes.
Practicing perfect habits.
Yes.
Correct. And so, as we go through this, let me just, I'll play role of snapper, and I'll just kind of spin you the football, and then you kind of take it from there as far as what Jeff Locke does, okay? So we say set hut.
All right, just like a receiver, catch it out away from your body, okay?
Okay.
And literally all I'm thinking about after this is how I'm going to hold the ball and how the ball is going to drop out of my hand. How I visualize it and how I tell young players is I picture just like a little table sitting out here, and I'm just going to catch the ball and set it out on the table, nice and flat, just like the table would be.
Okay.
A lot of people want to go down, want to go up with it. Literally just setting the ball on the table, and I'm trying to keep it there. You want to try and hit the ball on the outside of these laces right here.
Okay.
On the outside of this part of this foot. You don't want to hit it in here like a field goal. You're going to hit it out here more. So the ball actually kind of fits on your foot just like that. That's how you hit the most of the ball.
And that way, by hitting it on a slight edge,
yep,
it creates that spin.
Exactly. So now, when I hit it on the edge, I don't have to think about trying to spin the ball with my swing. I'm spinning the ball with how I'm dropping it, hitting it with my foot instead.
So yeah. I'm gonna catch it center mass, and I'm gonna try to put it on the table, and then toes pointed, I guess.
Toes pointed down. That's big.
And then I'm gonna aim for this part.
I want you to try and swing straight. Don't swing over there. I know you're not flexible, but try to swing straight up.
I think everybody around here has to watch out.
Yeah.
Because you saw my kicking ability. All right.
You ready? There we go.
Oh! Yeah!
Almost.
Oh, roll!
Almost.
That's like 80 yards.
You know, he caught it at 35, and now he's going over there for the touchdown.
Up next, another young fan gets a shot at Kidcaster.
Welcome back to Kidcaster. Paul Allen, Vikings play-by-play guy. And this is where kids get the opportunity to do a play-by-play call. We will watch a play from last year. They'll hear it. Then they see the same play, and they make the call. Hi, buddy. I'm Paul. What's your name?
Cooper.
Cooper? I think you're going to be so good, the crowd's not going to be booing. It's going to be coo for Cooper. Sound good? Who's your favorite Viking?
Adrian Peterson.
Fantastic running back, isn't he? Especially when he gets loose. Mm-hmm. Let's watch this play, see what happens, listen to it, then you do your thing, okay?
Okay.
Maestro?
Bridgewater, back to pass, fires right, caught, digs, heads to the far side, 25, 20, 15, angles to the left, 10, 5, leaps it for the end zone, touchdown, Vikings!
All right, the bottom line with this before you make your call, Stephon Diggs is really good, isn't he? Really good. Fifth round pick from Maryland. What a great draft pick. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, everybody, in the kid casting covenant, Cooper, 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 Cooper. Ah!
Here's the snap. Teddy Bridgewater to
Stephon Diggs.
11, 10, goal, touchdown. Touchdown, Vikings.
Great job, Cooper. My main man, round of applause, an aspiring